The reason behind that, just the day one was to get things, first getting people organised, getting the committee organised, was just we felt the need. We found the need, like this last number of years, there's less Gardaí about, there's less beating in the street. There's 100 Garda stations closed. Like, for example, since 2008, we're down 880 Gardaí less all through Ireland, all through the counties. So I suppose in response to that, just we felt it was time to be active, be proactive, if you like. Consciously aware of also of the criminality happening in other areas, mainly along the borders and so on. And I suppose the likes of Dunfanaghy, Fáilcheárra Crease is no different than any other town or towns. The population's getting elderly, more concerns. And just on foot of that, we thought then the text alert was evolving elsewhere, so we thought we'd set up our own. And thankfully it's been a success in the last year, and that's basically where we're at to date. And we just hope that going forward, the members that joined last year will join again in the year going forward, and would also hope as well that other people in other areas, other towns especially, who may not have a text alert as of yet, would seriously consider getting one started. So at least if all the towns are connected as such and a text alert, it gives a greater advantage then to the Gardaí if something goes wrong then, or if there's suspicious activity about or undesirables in the area, that is a clear warning to them, both with the text alert and with the signs that we've erected in the last year, that, you know, there's a safety barrier such there as best as we can provide.
And what can people expect at tonight's meeting for those who may not have already signed up to the text alert scheme?
Well, the purpose of tonight's meeting, obviously, is, apart from just being an AGM, it's the other main purpose as well for the people that haven't joined or wish to join, for them to come along. General members of the public who are generally curious what it is, even, for example, like somebody asked me yesterday alone, again, Catherine, what is it, how does it work? So there's still a perception of the public out there that aren't aware how it works. Like we found as well in the last year, you had to, with a lot of in detail explaining of how it worked as well. So it's for the benefit of the members to know what went on in the last year, what was going on, what we'd done, how we progressed, and more so for the members of the public as well who aren't involved, to try and get them and to get the information out to them, and hopefully that they will join up, obviously. To get them joined up would be great, but to get them going out as well, spreading the word of what's going on in the text alert service, and for us to, I suppose, an opportunity as well to highlight the benefits of it if you have it going. You know, we'll reflect on some of our previous texts, what was sent out and stuff like that, and just give people as good an insight as we can give to them of how it works. And Sergeant Paul Wallace, Crime Prevention Officer, he'll be there, which should be very good. And also Vanessa Clark, Test Coordinator for this county of Donegal here, will be in hand as well to show their presentations and slides, and hopefully people will get a good insight from what they show them and tell them.